Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, here to dissect and demystify all things tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and some you're not. Today, we're talking about how to build smarter apps with the OpenAI API. It sounds like we're about to get really smart, or at least our apps are.
Exactly, Jamie. The OpenAI API is a game changer for developers. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for integrating advanced language, vision, and reasoning models into your apps with just a few lines of code.
A Swiss Army knife, huh? So, if I were building an app, I could just plug in this API and suddenly it's having a deep conversation about the meaning of life with my users.
Well, maybe not the meaning of life, but certainly it could help your app understand natural language, process data, and act intelligently. The beauty of the OpenAI API is that it abstracts away the complexity of machine learning. You don't need to be an expert in AI to use it.
That's a relief. But how does it work? What's under the hood?
At its core, the OpenAI API is a RESTful interface that exposes different model families for text, embeddings, and image processing. You send a request containing your input, like a prompt or an image, and you get back a response that's surprisingly human-like.
Wait, so you're telling me I can send a picture of my dog and it'll tell me what he's thinking?
Not exactly, but it can certainly generate a caption or interpret the image in a variety of ways. There are models like GPT-4 for language tasks, and then there's GPT-4o, which is multimodal, meaning it can handle both text and images.
Cool. But what about making something with it? Got any examples?
Sure, let's say you want to build a simple text summarizer. You could use the OpenAI client library in Python, feed it some text, and ask it to summarize in 3 sentences. It's quite straightforward.
Python, my old friend, sounds easy enough. But what about when things get complex, like scaling this thing?
Ah, that's where architecture comes into play. You need a scalable setup that can handle user input, manage context, and orchestrate model calls efficiently. Think of it as building blocks: the user interface, a backend API, context builders, and so on.
So, not just a one-line magic spell then. Got it.
No, unfortunately, it's a bit more involved. But speaking of involvement, let's talk about when to use the OpenAI API. It's great for natural language understanding, summarization, translation, and more. But if you need deterministic logic, like tax calculations, it might not be the best fit.
Makes sense. Don't want my financial advice coming from a chatbot. Yet. But what about pitfalls? Any gotchas we should watch out for?
Good question. Common pitfalls include prompt drift, where the model's output changes unpredictably, and hallucinations, where the model generates incorrect facts. Structured prompts and adding validation layers can help mitigate these issues.
Hallucinations? So my AI could start seeing things? Spooky.
Not in the ghostly sense, but it can sometimes make mistakes. That's why testing and validation are crucial. You want to continuously test and iterate to ensure quality outputs.
Speaking of spookiness, what about security?
Security is paramount. You should manage API keys securely, never expose them in your code, and sanitize user input to avoid prompt injection attacks. And of course, comply with data privacy regulations like GDPR.
Got it. Keep it secure and keep it legal. Anything else we should know?
Just that the OpenAI API is a powerful tool, but like any tool, it's about how you use it. The trend is clear. The smartest apps in 2025 and beyond will seamlessly blend deterministic code with probabilistic intelligence. It's not just about AI, it's about integration and architecture.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode on building smarter apps with the OpenAI API. Alex, thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, the future isn't just about the technology itself, but how we integrate it into our lives and work.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep nerding out.